Thanksgiving coming up tomorrow, and one of the things that can ruin a day is unruly family members. It's Karen Thomas. She is the nation's authority when it comes to etiquette. You can find her online at ktetiquette.com.
Karen, it just feels like there's so many landmines in every conversation. Like, how do you negotiate this nowadays? What do you do?
You have to be very, very careful, and you have to prepare yourself ahead of time. One of my famous quotes that I use at any gathering, whether it's the holidays or not, when family starts to get a little bit out of hand, is I'd like to change the subject, or, you know what, I really don't want to discuss that right now. And I kind of just make it very easy, very nice. I'm not angry. I don't raise my voice.
So what should be the topics that you avoid? Now, obviously, I would think the number one thing is always politics.
Absolutely. And then you've got religion, sex, and money.
I feel like right off the bat, that's the first thing that would come out of my dad's mouth. Oh, you got a new job? How much money you make now? First thing that would come out of my dad's mouth.
It depends on who you're asking, what the dynamic is, what the culture may be, right? For all Johnny knows, I want him dead, all right? If I feel like I'm still number one on the will.
Do you think that if there's certain family members that you just don't get along with, there has been a history with them over the years, that it's bad etiquette not to invite them?
That's a tough one. And where I'm going to go with this on the etiquette side is depends on how well you know them and have they been invited before. I mean, some of those dynamics have to come into play when making that decision. Is it going to upset everybody if your cousin John is not there? Is it just going to upset, you know, one person? You have to really take it into consideration.
How many chances do you give to the disruptive relative that has, you know, ruined times before, said the rude thing or whatever? How many times do you go, oh, I'm sure they didn't mean it that way?
I usually go, and this is not a set etiquette rule, but I usually go with two. First time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. We're done. Next. Very short and sweet.
And what is a polite way to get people out of your house? You hosted Thanksgiving. You've been cooking all day. Now you got to clean up, and you want these people to leave, and they're not leaving.
This is one of the huge things. People should be aware of their surroundings. Once people start to leave, everyone should kind of get that hint. Also, a way to avoid that is to put on an invitation, or if you're verbally inviting people, say, we're going to have Thanksgiving at my house this year. It's from 12 to 3. And set an actual time limit. If it's getting towards like 3 o'clock and you want people to go, what you can do is say, well, thank you for coming. You know what? We'll see you in a few days, or, you know, make something up like that. But kind of set the tone that trying to get them to go, you're tired and you want to go. Gee, thanks for coming. We hope to see you this weekend. I'm going to clean up now and make some kind of excuse to get them shuffled right out that door.
I like the idea that I'm sitting down at my aunt's house and I've got my fork and I've just cut a nice piece of pumpkin pie. And I'm just about to put it in, and all of a sudden an alarm goes off that it is 3 p.m. and everybody's like, oh, get out, we're done.
I thought you were going to look down and the plate was going to be missing. I pick up the plates, all right? I'll pick up the plates, I'll top off people's coffee, and then I'll hide it after that. There's no more coffee allowed, and I'm laying sideways on the couch.
Well, there's subtle hints that hosts can make, but sometimes people are oblivious to those silent signals, and they have to be told or they have to be nudged. Just be aware that you don't want to be that last person sitting there at 9 o'clock at night and people are sleeping.
Karen Thomas, you can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.